Hello and welcome to the Student Life Podcast. My name is Kiri Begnum, and with me as always is my friend, co-host, and colleague, Mr. Anthony Giannoumis. Anthony, hello again.
Hey, Kira. Back-to-back episodes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're starting to get good at this.
I know. Back-to-back-to-back, actually. Maybe even back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
No, there's no time for that. So we talked about, we're just closing off on the discussion chapter, right. But this is a topic worthy of some elaboration.
I think so.
What we did is we specified a certain order. In the discussion chapter. And I can repeat that order real quick so that everyone still remembers. So what we're going to do here is we're just going to do a training.
Mm.
I'm going to quiz you.
Oh, boy. I need this.
I prepared a few sentences. I try not to make them too software-y,
okay.
Not too close to my field, but it's the phrasing that is what's necessary to recognize where in the discussion chapter they belong.
Right.
But I can quickly remind you of the four stages.
Okay.
The result specific.
Mm-hmm.
The process specific,
okay.
The approach specific, and the bigger perspective / impact.
Okay. Result specific, approach specific.
No. Result specific, the process specific.
The approach specific.
The approach specific.
And the impact specific.
Yes. Okay. Backwards, right? Oh, first the results, then the execution, then the planning, then the bigger picture.
I should have written this down.
You should be fine.
Can I phone a friend?
Your friend is sitting right here. It's your friend has the quiz. All right. So here's statement number one.
Mm-hmm.
Some data values were unexpected and difficult to explain.
I'm going to say result specific.
Yes.
Okay.
You nailed it.
Bam.
This
first
is going
one
great.
Right off the bat. Hey, 100%.
All right. The prototype utilizes a prior... I should need to read this in order for you to. The prototype utilizes a proprietary library for which a license was given for this project.
Process specific.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Because
I got
this
that
is
right.
About the repeatability
okay.
of the work.
Yes.
Right? Very because good. This project was giving a license.
Okay.
The most valuable information would be temperature. However, only CPU load was logged.
Most valuable information would be temperature. Is it result specific?
Yes.
Oh, man, I am doing all
right. Because this is whether or not data or complementary data would help you support or would maybe provide other input.
Anything
or
about data goes in result specific.
Yes, the most immediate.
Yeah, I like it. All mm-hmm. right, hit me.
With a review of others' approaches, a more common variable may have been identified beforehand.
I'm going to say it's approach specific because you say approach.
Exactly.
Awesome.
This was due to your planning.
Yes.
So
yes.
Maybe something that you discussed already in the result is something that you pick up on again during the approach.
Definitely.
Because it's part of the trifecta.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got three more.
Oh, boy.
A total of 12 experiments divided into four scenarios were planned. However, only 8 were able to finish due to the time constraints of this project.
This is very clearly a process specific.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, you had a good plan. There was just no time to execute it.
Yeah.
Yes. Then, use of an additional benchmarking tool may help validate the results.
Validate the results. We're going to go with impact specific. Oh, no, my first one that I got wrong.
Now, this is something, this could
right,
allude
explain
to.
Why is this not impact?
Well,
because you did say validity, and that to me means impact.
Now, this is tricky.
Okay, talk
this
to me.
This is tricky.
Talk me through it.
If this would be result specific, mm-hmm. it would be in the context that you are lacking some data.
Okay.
But a particular benchmarking tool would be the only solution to provide that data.
Right.
If this would be process specific,
mm-hmm.
it might be because you plan to use that benchmarking tool, but for some reason or other, it didn't do what it was supposed to.
Mm.
So at least you planned it. If this was approach specific,
uh-huh.
you were now talking about whether or not you planned to use that benchmarking tool or you should have planned.
Okay.
How, you see now how we are blurring the lines a little bit?
Yes, I do. And I think I'm even more confused.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So then what would be the right answer?
I would put it during the results.
Results specific. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because you're talking about data.
Say it again. Let me see if I can
use of an additional benchmarking tool may help validate the results.
Okay.
Because you're talking about the validity of the data.
Well, I think it's useful to point out that maybe some things that there is a gray area.
Yes.
And that some things could belong in methods and some things could belong in the results.
Yes, but this is a great example of how you could build a trifecta story around the fact that obviously there was some data missing.
Right.
And you also know understand why, because you didn't use the benchmarking tools, and now you can properly plan to do that next time.
Okay.
So you can build a small mini story around that with its own little heading, and there you're fine.
Brilliant. Yeah,
you learned something.
All right, last one.
Last one.
Oh.
A variable which may have shed more light on this issue would be the number of packets, not only the bytes transferred.
Oh my gosh, I think this is another gray area one. I am going to say, all right, you're talking about variables, so you're talking about data. I'm going to say result specific.
I'm going to say approach.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it's also useful to point out that maybe that there's not always a very clear cut place for some of these things.
You're right, there isn't.
Which, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. What we are most interested in is the fact that you discuss it.
Yes.
But the context of this discussion is what matters in the ordering.
Definitely.
Now here, if I read the sentence again, a variable which may have shed more light on this issue would be the number of packets, not only the bytes transferred.
Approach,
so
right.
So it looks like you consciously didn't plan, or you should have planned to... also measure that variable.
That variable,
because if we remember in the approach chapter, you're supposed to explain the data and the expected result. And in the expected result, we mean, you know, the expected format of the data and what it will contain.
Wow, that was harder than I expected.
It is. But a lot of students write these sentences, and now they have issues with ordering them. Sometimes it's clear cut, but sometimes it's more elusive, or it's harder to pinpoint. In which case, the question is always, in what context are you discussing this?
Are
you discussing this in the context of the data before you, and the process that happened, or in the planning?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I love it.
That was just a short primer for the student to listen to. Maybe they can re-listen to this a couple of times to really get the feel and the hang of it.
Mm-hmm.
I had another quiz prepared, but I don't think we'll do this because it's... Well, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. So these are statements that you need to order. So
statements that I need to order.
Yes. Okay. So here's the deal. This is the game. We're going to post these statements also in the episode notes.
All right.
So that students can play at home.
You can play along at home.
Yes. There are 8 statements.
Very popular party game.
Yes. There are 8 statements. I think what we'll do is you probably need something to write on if you want to do this, but you can look at my notes if you want. But I think I'll probably just read them out.
Okay.
And then we'll put them in the show notes, and then students, we also put the answer.
Okay, fair enough.
So this is 8 sentences that are from everywhere in the thesis. From everywhere.
I love this. Okay. So let's do them one by one, and I'll tell you where they came from.
All right, great. The case is called Editor Wars.
Ooh.
So this is a comparative study between 2 editors. So an editor, for those of you who are not completely familiar in the computer world, are just software, not political editors, not newspaper editors.
That's what I was thinking.
But they are writing text processors.
Yeah,
it's probably a better word, such as Word. But you know, we have Emacs and VI and whatnot.
All right.
So that's the background.
Comparison of 2 editors. Great.
Yes. One sentence, or I can read them out, and you try to place them.
All right.
2 of the planned benchmarks failed.
2 of the planned benchmarks failed. Discussion.
Where in this discussion?
Oh, is it? Oh, we're placing it within the discussion.
Well, you're playing in the higher leagues. Come on. Where in the discussion?
All right. Say it again.
2 of the planned benchmarks failed.
Process.
Yes.
Yes.
There are not enough benchmarks on editors.
Introduction.
Where?
I don't remember what we said about the introduction chapter.
Is this impact?
Say it again.
There are not enough benchmarks on editors.
Yeah, I would say impact or like niche. No,
come on.
these are challenging.
Of course it is.
This holds me to a very high standard.
This is one of the statements way before you come to the impact.
Right. All right. Fine. Mm. Fair enough. I would describe it as carving out my research niche.
Yes. This is part of the domain, right?
Yes, okay.
Given the overall results, Vim is the fastest editor.
Given the overall results?
Yes.
I would say the discussion?
Yeah, I would say so too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Results discussion.
Yes. This could have appeared in the analysis.
This could have appeared in the analysis. That would
It would be in the analysis. It would also be in the discussion.
Yeah, definitely.
Jed and Vim are faster than Emacs.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
No, they are just three editors.
Are they the editors that are under study?
Yeah.
Jed and Vim are faster than Emacs. Yes. Those are the three cases.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say results.
Mm-hmm.
And or analysis.
Mm-hmm. Before or after the sentence we just read?
Before.
Very good, I would say analysis.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, because if we follow the analogy of the sports thing, then this is where they stand at the podium.
Right, I gotcha.
So we must be at the end of the experiment.
Fair enough. I am sweating. My word.
This is like exams.
I know. I feel like I'm in my own defense for a thesis I didn't write.
Next sentence. Emacs used 2.5 seconds.
Results.
Very good. What is the fastest editor?
Problem statement.
Very good.
Boom.
7 benchmarks will be applied on 3 editors.
Approach or methods.
Very good. Speed is of great importance for editors.
Introduction.
Where?
Speed is of great relevance.
Very good. Yeah. Is it before or after the sentence, there are not enough benchmarks on editors?
Before.
Yes.
I would put it before, but it's hard when this is not your field.
It is. But
you should do this with a friend. Go find a friend from a completely different. Go make a friend from a completely different discipline, and get them to quiz you on their thesis.
Task number one: go find, make a friend, build a relationship trustworthy enough to ask them to spend hours with you revisiting your thesis. But this small exercise helps students understand there's actually quite a distinction on what we talk about at the different points in the thesis.
And maybe one way you can kind of train yourself in this regard is to ask your supervisor for copies of good theses that they consider good or well-written. And then just pull random sentences out of it and try to decide what part of the thesis it comes from.
You can also align yourself with a co-student that is... Oh, please don't wreck the studio.
I'm sorry. I almost destroyed this whole your whole office.
Oh, that's fine. We're almost at the end of the episode anyway. So. But where was I? Yes, talk with another student. Chances are you're not the only one in the process of finishing a thesis.
Oh, goodness, no.
So you can, if you are more or less at the same point in your, like you are post-draft, so you have at least some text, some coherent text. So it's not just a scaffolding, it's more like a Swiss cheese. More like a Swiss cheese with smaller holes.
Hopefully.
Yes. But then you switch, right? You read your co-students and the co-students read yours.
Yeah.
And you should specifically look for the hints that we are actually skirting around in this exercise. Definitely. Like, do you know where you are in the text just by reading the text?
And even if they're not in the same field as you are, they should be able to, at minimum, read the introduction and the conclusion and understand what you did.
I have to give credit to my wife at this point, because when I was finishing my thesis, she was a hawk on that specific.
That's great.
For every paragraph, what's the point? What's the point of this paragraph?
Why is this in here?
So I had to look at the paragraph, and I was, I don't know. And finally, that paragraph is about that. Right, then write that. Mm. And then, all right, I had to make sure that every paragraph just talks about one thing.
Yeah.
But when you read someone else's, and you don't just read it because you're told to read it, so you start from finish, you start from the start and you finish. That's not how you help someone.
No, no.
You read it specifically with, do I understand the structure?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I understand where I am?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the point clear on every paragraph? It takes a different eye, a different trained eye, to read text like that.
It does. And that may be a separate podcast episode, but I think it is important to state that when you're providing feedback, they're not looking for you to criticize what they did. They're looking for you to criticize or provide commentary on how they wrote about what they did.
Yes. But it's maybe we should do an episode on supervision.
Or providing feedback.
Yes, feedback or, you know, how to be a good co-student in times like these.
I would love that.
So, but at least these exercises, we will put them up in the show notes and students can play along and themselves and quiz each other.
Yeah.
If they want to. And they can pick random sentences from their own text if they want to.
And if you did better than me, then we want to hear about it.
Well, you did okay.
The second set, I think I did all right. I held my own.
Do we have pro tips for this episode?
I do. I do. My pro tip is to take a piece of paper, turn it on its side so it's landscape, and write on it, there have been other students who have done this before, in very big capital block letters, and put a smiley face after it. Because when you're in your thesis and you're writing every day and you're crunched for time because you're heading towards that deadline of submission, it can be very easy to forget that this is a process that many, many, many people have gone through before you and many, many people will go through again after you. And that in some ways your research may be unique, but you as a student experiencing academic life is not unique.
Yeah.
And that you will make it through.
Yes. My pro tip is a reminder and the proverb that I used in the previous episode, which is that hard work beats talent whenever talent stops working hard. You cannot fix talent. You cannot provoke, you cannot conjure up talent.
No, no, no.
But you can deal with hard work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And if all the episodes, we've always been talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a gym. You go to the gym, it's about techniques, it's about knowing what you're doing, it's about creating the focus in your life in terms of nourishment and exercise, everything that puts you in a position to do hard work.
Yeah.
And when you write a thesis, hard work is necessary.
And I think it's important because whenever we feel like we're overwhelmed, there's this existential lack of control.
Yes.
And what we hope that this series of podcasts have provided is some control over that process.
Yes. We, you know, your most immediate reaction is to want to get yourself out of the situation that provides you anxiety.
Yes.
So you want to stop working. You want to, that's why you sort your socks and wash your apartment and everything. But you have to just remind yourself over and over again, I can deal with hard work. I can get myself to work hard over a period of time today.
Yeah,
I can do that. That is within, I have that skill. It's not something you're born with. No. It's not a talent. It's nothing. I can get myself to do hard work. And if you have problems structuring yourself, I know you had a few tips before, creating a writing diary. It's all about technique. If you sit there and you stare at a blank screen and blinking cursor,
that's a recipe for failure.
You're not doing it the right way. No, you're not applying yourself in the right technique. You just learn a different way to structure how you write. So this was a slightly longer tirade than just a pro tip, but I think it's important. It's no magic.
No. All right, so if you want to tell us about your amazing thesis writing skills, or you want to give us some tips and advice, or you just want to give us a suggestion for a future podcast episode, then please reach out to us at studentlife@hioa.no. That's studentlife, all one word, at hioa.no.
I would be particularly interested in hearing tips. What gets people to sit down and start writing?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do to prepare?
What tricks do you have to
go through? Do you start with a mind map? Mm. Do you have a process? Do you have some music that you play? Yeah. Do you have a ritual that you do? So it would be wonderful to share that. And if you have some great tips, I'm sure there are other students in your situations that would benefit greatly to hear that from you. So write in, and if we get enough of them, we'll do an episode where we just talk about, you know, get your act together.
Yeah, and we'll dedicate that episode to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, specify in your email if you want your name to be read out or not.
Yes, of course. All right, and with that, we will say,
have a great student life.